This week saw the start of the Select Committee on Job Security in Parliament. The committee was established to look into the report on the impact of insecure or precarious employment on the economy, wages, social cohesion, and workplace rights and conditions. Tony Sheldon, Senator and Chair of the committee, says that the current conditions for workers are currently below standards.
We've got a situation in Australia where we are one of the highest casualised workforces, precarious work, which means that people who don't have security of hours, income, so they can actually pay their rent, pay for their food, know what's happening next week. The mental health aspects and pressure on people is massive. So we need to be able to look at ways that we can actually turn around and make sure that people have security, whether they be casuals, but security also so they can be permanent. So they can get house loans, they can turn around and raise a family, alternatively, make sure they can buy a car or even buy a motorbike, let alone go and spend a weekend away with their friends or... Those are critical issues for quality of life and well-being. And this inquiry is looking at what are all those things that actually make a difference.
Those employed in the gig economy, notably food delivery drivers, have already been at the centre of the hearings after the death of 5 drivers in just 2 months last year.
Well, the gig economy is an unfortunate but obvious example of where we're getting it wrong. Saying that somebody can turn around and be paid for as evidence was received during the inquiry for as little as $6.30 an hour, and having some employers saying that that's the direction that people should be allowed to negotiate. And they aren't negotiations. There's somebody who's been told that you've got no other choice, but when you've only got this job you can apply for, this is the rate of pay that we're going to pay you. That's not choice. That's economic blackmail. That's going back to 1800s piecework that was outlawed in the early 1900s in Australia. And of course, people are now using the excuse of apps and technology to bring back those 1800s conditions.
Emily McMillan from the Australian Transport Workers Union agrees, saying that workers are worse off in the gig economy.
Well, it's creating a whole underbelly of workers. We're seeing thousands of people that aren't accessing minimum pay rates. They're earning on average less than half the minimum wage. They're not getting superannuation. In many instances, they're not getting access to workers' compensation or insurance if they get hurt or injured or in accidents. So we're seeing now a whole kind of class of workers that don't have the basic rights that we think are standard in this country. So it's about making sure that the government see that and hear that and make the changes to the laws that need to happen so that all workers in Australia are protected.
The committee has already had some success with food delivery app Menulog agreeing to trial directly employing drivers in the Sydney CBD.
Look, we want to commend Menulog for this trial and what we hope what will come out of it, in that they're the first company to put their hand up and say their workers should be recognised and have minimum rights, minimum protections, and a pay rate that is fair for the work that they're doing. So, look, we hope that other companies begin to follow suit. We hope that we've seen community kind of inundate Menulog and inundate us with support for what they're seeing as a more ethical approach to this work. So we hope that that's incredibly encouraging. But most importantly, we hope that the federal government takes note of this and sees it shouldn't be up to companies to set the standards. They're the ones that should really be clarifying what's going on in the market, making it clear and updating these laws, which are 100 years out of date, and making sure that workers in the food delivery section don't continue to get exploited like they have been in the last few years.
COVID-19 has also exacerbated the insecurity of work, with some having to work multiple jobs.
Look, I think what's clear with COVID-19 that we're now seeing another pandemic. We saw a pandemic now of employment rights being further lost and deteriorated. This is actually when the government needs to turn around and say, we need to safeguard and also make it clear to the labour market, make it to the employment market, make it to different industry that we do expect these standards to apply, because if you don't, this is when the standards collapse, not only for individual people, but also it means it collapses for the economy. Because when you haven't got surety, you can't take out the bond to rent a home, you can't raise a family, you can't expend money. you can't make decisions about how to actually build a better life for yourself and those people around you.
The Australian Transport Workers Union hopes that the committee's findings will draw greater attention to worker exploitation.
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting committee at the moment, and I hope that they're going to do a job of kind of exposing what that exploitation looks like out there in the community and watch how deeply it runs at the moment and how widespread it is, because I don't think people know the extent of underpayments that we're seeing, misclassifications of people that we're seeing, and kind of the exploitation of people where they're working injured or they're rushing to do their work or they're cutting corners or they're, you know, juggling a whole lot of different jobs because they have to. So hopefully we can start to identify exactly the extent of what's going on. Then we can start to really be clear on what are those basic rights we know that every worker should have.